the Lies of the Third Temple, Part 92. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yehoshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860, please contact us at my WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. That's plus 27 international code. Just go to my website, https://yaffa.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in the study. You are very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a lot of information. You also need to please subscribe to obtain all the different notifications of the studies that we are busy with. There's a few other studies as well, like the revelation of the book of Revelation, what is your God's name, our TikTok messages. So please share this with your friends and family, to make sure that they also receive their notifications. Make sure that you have at least a 1611 King James Bible pen and writing pad ready for us to have a study. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. You are very welcome. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing to you in the name, above every other name, the name of Yehoshua. I say this every morning. Now the reader, the researcher, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, that's their research material I'm using, makes the following statement. Actually, I just continue where we left off yesterday morning. Let them understand that the word of GD, God, came to their forefathers of this nation to grant them this land. There is not one Israelite in the time of Moses and Jacob and Abram and that all would ever have used the name God, G-D or God, G-O-D. They wouldn't have, because they didn't know a name like that. God is a Greek name. God comes from the word Kyrios and Theos. So God is an object of worship. So they should have used the word Elohim, Hashim. Now, in the new Hebrew modern, they use the word Adonai. But the word Adonai means worshipping the sun god. Let us understand that the word God came from the forefathers to this nation to grant them this land. As it is written in the law of Moses, and as was promised throughout the prophets, that he will gather them from their dispensal, settle them on their soil, renew their sanctuaries, and re-establish their kingdom as of old. There is not one New Testament scripture that says this. Not one. Awaken the hearts of the children of Israel from whom you descended upon Mount Zion. Give them the law and his commandments by the hand of Moses, to observe all that is written in thy law, in order that they should succeed in all they do, and thus to hasten the coming of their salvation. The coming of their salvation. Thus to hasten the coming of their salvation. But aren't their salvation in the 613 laws of Moses? So who is to come for their salvation? Yehoshua. That's what they actually say. The Messiah. So why do they need the 613 laws to receive the one that is bringing them their salvation? And the salvation of the world. Now listen to this. In order that they succeed in all they do, and thus to hasten the coming of their salvation, continue, and the salvation of the world. The salvation of the world came through the blood of Yahushua. He's already died. He offered salvation unto the world. That's why I'm teaching and preaching throughout the world on Instagram, Telegram, Facebook, Dropbox, YouTube, TikTok, you name it. Every platform, every electronic platform, cell phones, laptops, you name it. We use every platform to preach the gospel unto the world. Why can we do it? Because Yahushua has already died and has already risen from the dead. And he ascended into heaven. Now they want the Messiah to be born again, to do everything again. So they want to crucify him all over again. They want to break his body, hang him to a cross. Then he's got to die. And descend into Hades or the realm of death. And then he's got to rise from Hades. And then he's going to ascend into heaven in a glorified body. Everything that has happened already 2,000 years ago, these people want to do over. And that's New Age. That's the foundation of New Age, which is fed by the Roman Catholic Babylonian Whoremother. Revelation 17, verse 1 to 6. Now I'm going to just read this last part again, because I want you to see how it ends. Awaken the hearts of the children of Israel, from whom you descended upon Mount Zion. So they said that he has ascended upon Mount Zion already, to give them the law and its condemnation. So he's talking about Moses. Awaken the hearts. So he's asking Moses to awaken the hearts of the children of Israel, from whom you, now the you is a capital U, descended upon Mount Zion and give them the law and its commandments. Yahushua, if that's Yahushua, he hasn't ascended upon Mount Zion. Never. The Bible doesn't say from where did he ascend into heaven. He says he ascended into heaven. But this is referring to Moses. But U is spelling with a capital U. Why? To give them the law and his commandments by the hand of Moses. To observe all things is written in thy law, in order that they should succeed in all they do. And thus, to hasten the coming of our salvation, listen now, and the salvation of the world, amen, A-M-E-N, all capital letters. You know what this word amen means? What does amen mean? Can I ask you? A-M-E-N, what does it mean? Well, it's a word we all use at the end of a prayer. And at the end of every gospel, it says, amen, amen, amen. You know where the word amen comes from? Is amen a Hebrew word or a Greek word? Help me. Is amen a Hebrew word or a Greek word? Well, actually, the word amen comes from the Egyptians. A-M-E-N comes from the pharaohs, the Egyptian gods, because all the pharaohs in Egypt were gods. When, and the word amen means praise to the sun god, Ra, Zeus, Isis, later it became Jesus. Amen means praise unto Amen Ra. You can go on your internet and just type in, what does the word Amen mean? Where does it come from? You will see it comes from the Egyptians. The Hebrew people, and these are supposed to be Hebrew people. I'm laughing at them. I'm laughing at you. Because you don't have a clue. You pretend to have the knowledge, but you don't have a clue. Because you're just following the stream. Nobody has done their own research. The word Amen is not the Hebrew word. The Hebrew word is Amen. I'm a South African in the southern point of Africa. And I know all these things. Well, this is my study field for the last 56 years. This is eschatology. So the word Amen, A-U, copper mark, N-E-I-N, Amen, which means praise unto Yahweh. Amen. And Amen in English means let it be. In Afrikaans, laat het so wees. That's what Amen, not Amen. And you are supposed to be Hebrew people. Orthodox Hebrew people, you don't even know how to write Amen. But you know, why would you like never want to write the word Amen, but Amen? Because this is how the Catholics has used the Babylonian name, or they use the Egyptian name, which was also used in Babylon. And that's how it ended up in Jerusalem. And that's how it ended up in 24 AD. AY, after Yahushua. That's how it ended up in the Roman Catholic Church. And then from there it ended up in the Protestant churches. In the time of Protestantism. Amen. You can pray the best prayer you want to pray. The strongest prayer you can pray, if you say Amen or Amen, it's all diluted. It's like flat water. Cold drink without gas doesn't taste like anything. Because you just cancel your own prayer by calling upon a pagan Egyptian god. Go on the internet and go look at Amen Ra. Amen Ra. The Egyptian god Amen Ra. Bacchus, because look at who was Bacchus. Alright. Are materials for the third temple ready? Now this is a question of the third temple people in Jerusalem. Are materials for the third temple ready? For a number of years, explicitly back in the 70s, there were rumors that pre-cut stones have been cut in America and shipped to Israel for the building of the third temple. Evangelist John Wesley White wrote late in 1997, I was riding in India with a local Presbyterian minister. At a certain point along the highway, he informed me that we were driving past the gate of a company which purposely handled a highly classified order of the finest building stones in the world. 60,000 tons of precast stone had been shipped in 500 rail cars. They were allocated through by the Israel government, and it already arrived in Israel. Can you believe that? Such claims are highly unlikely. Anyone who has ever visited Israel will immediately be impressed that stones are everywhere. In fact, Israel actually exports them, and they have the highest quality of pure white limestone in abundance. Whether pre-cut stones have already been made in Israel is another matter. Through rumors about, no concrete evidence has come forward to support this idea. During 1982's military action in Lebanon, the Israel army discovered and captured huge stores of Russian and Syrian weaponry stored in secret bunkers and tunnels in preparation for the northern invasion. It was also reported by various religious sources that a large supply of famous Libyan cedar was also recovered and is safely stored away for use in constructioning the third temple. So, looking at this, it seems like they have already started accumulating certain materials to build the third temple. We're going to stop right here. Tomorrow morning we will start with a new priesthood, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.